I would like to read from Luke 1, verses 26 to 38 this morning. Luke 1, 26 to 38. It says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who was born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible.' Then Mary said, 'Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Now, here's the question. Do you suppose that after this angel left Mary, she went back to her duties carefree and at ease in her mind? After all, the angel told her not to be afraid, and that she was highly favored, and that she was blessed among women. Well, I would think that because Mary was as human as we are, she spent the next couple of months in a fair amount of trepidation and uncertainty. Because if the angel was right, it would be impossible to hide, and the result for her could be death by stoning. Often, when the big troubles in our lives come, we go to God's word for comfort and reassurance. And I wonder whether maybe she went to Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." We don't know. Or I wonder if the Lord just gave her an extra measure of calm and reassurance. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25. Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin will be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated 'God with us.' Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." So how about this man? He's engaged to the love of his life, and while he's getting their home ready, she leaves town for 3 months and then comes back pregnant. I can only think of my own mind and the thoughts that would go through it, and not to mention my physical reactions to such a discovery. In fact, the fact that he was going to divorce her quietly instead of the capital punishment that the law allowed speaks volumes about this man's character. In verse 19, it says, "Joseph was a just man." Well, at that time in Israel, justice could be severe, or it could be much lighter. But even if Joseph would have put her away secretly, her life would have been one of shame and poverty until the day she died. and it makes me wonder what kind of scriptures might have come into Joseph's mind. Maybe Psalm 4, verses 4 and 5, where it says, "Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord." Matthew 1, verse 24 said, "Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife." It appears to me that Joseph moved quickly after the angel's message and completed the marriage probably sooner than he had planned. The bottom line here is that Joseph did everything he could to be proper and correct in that society and according to the law. And then comes that whole trip to Bethlehem and the events of the birth of the Messiah, and all evidence points to the fact that they were there probably up to 2 years, and we get that from Herod's edict about killing babies 2 years old and younger. Also from the fact that when the Magi came, they didn't come to a place where they kept animals, they came into a house. And after that, the trip to Egypt, and we can't say how long they were there. All we know is that they were there and didn't get back to Nazareth until after Herod was dead. That's quite an adventure for a young family who had a rough start. So what did we learn from Joseph and Mary? Well, one thing I take from this is, number one, their faith in God, and number two, their obedience to God. Okay, let's talk about their faith. I would think, me personally, that it would have been easier for Mary to believe and to submit to the angel's message than for Joseph. Mary knew she was innocent, and seeing that pregnancy, and she would have known that pregnancy comes about only through a specific way, it would have been easier for her to submit to God. After all, she had little choice. Joseph, on the other hand, was the innocent bystander in all of this. Had I been him, I would have asked Mary some very direct and pointed questions about these goings on. Joseph not only had to believe the angel's message in his dream, he also had to believe Mary. In the end, both of them believed, by faith, what God told them through the angelic messenger. Romans 4, verse 3 says, "For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Mary and Joseph did the same thing. They believed God. Number two, obedience to God. Again, I would say Mary's obedience, I think, would have been easier. She was pregnant and had little choice as to the outcome of that. Whether Joseph divorced her or had her stoned was out of her hands. It was totally in Joseph's hands. So she told the angel in Luke 1, verse 38, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your will." Mary fully accepted her role and was completely obedient to God's call. Joseph, on the other hand, had a decision to make. But it said I said before that I thought he moved quickly, so his decision didn't take him long. Whether he prayed about it or thought about it, we don't know. But it says he was a just man, and being such, I believe he knew what to do without much thinking about it. And at that time in Israel, children were all taught the scriptures and would have been taught about their patriarch Abraham, who believed God and was obedient to his call, just like I read in Romans 4, verse 3. Joseph and Mary also believed when God called them and were ready to be obedient to whatever and wherever God took them. It is clear to me that the decisions they made were by the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is the example we need to follow. When the Holy Spirit calls us, we need to have faith and believe and be obedient. At this time of year, when we read these scriptures, we should examine ourselves and ask ourselves, are we always obedient to the call of God? Can we say what Joshua said to the children of Israel when they were about to occupy the promised land in Joshua 24, verse 15? In Joshua 24, verse 15, we read, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.